Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I enjoy the little things in life. And we have a blessed, wonderful nation still, despite all our problems. And our nation is filled with hardworking, good people of every race, color, and creed. I get negative sometimes and talk about us being a decadent, demonic nation. And certainly we got a big stripe of that down our back. But if we don't point out how far we've fallen and repent for it, we never have a chance of turning anything around. And even if you're not a Christian, come on, let's repent for killing a million Iraqis. Let's repent for killing 50 million babies, you know, dehumanizing our own species. Let's repent for all the GMO crops that are hurting the environment and ourselves. I mean, it's common sense says don't cross spiders with goats and then put them out in open pastures. And then you go talk to the top genetic engineer scientists. They admit it's giving rise to super viruses that are then carried by bacteria. You start splicing insects and mammals. It's very dangerous. It can then cause insectoid type viruses and bacteria that are generally, you know, only confined to those groups to spread into mammals and then into humans. A subset of mammals. I don't have to get into the science of it. It's all very dangerous. And I'm sitting here watching humanity go crazy. And more I agree with people. The New World Order is not all powerful. They don't have all the answers. They think they do. But they're a bunch of lunatics with all this genetic engineering and all the wild things they're doing. They claim they want world government to protect us from super technology and to sequester it. But meanwhile, they're handing it out like hotcakes. They're a bunch of nihilistic control freaks. Like a bad kid who's self-destructive. They're out of control. And they're creating these armies of goons to humiliate people basically for their entertainment. And to sell, you know, billions of dollars of radiation fryers. But I enjoy the little pleasures in life. You know, I haven't had this since my grandfather died, my mom's dad, because he liked it. And I remember when I was a little kid on my dad's side. My grandpa would drink this, and I guess my living grandmother doesn't have this anymore. I asked her, but it's Tang and tea. What's the mixture, Jaron? Tang, tea, and allspice. This is the exact super redneck recipe that I grew up on, you know, at Christmas at grandma's house, and I hadn't had this in probably 25 years, or, you know, 20 years, and I'm telling you, we got to bring this back. I got a sore throat, and Jaron drinks this stuff every day during the fall. His mom makes him a big old jar of it. And I told him, have his mom make me some and I'll pay her for the ingredients, Jaron. But under this new food preparation safety bill that's passed the key committee and now been packaged into a larger bill that's set to vote, and Reuters says it's going to be passed now. Some people have jumped the gun and are announcing it has passed. Not technically, but not technically, but then overall in the spirit of it, you're right, it's a done deal, barring a miracle. Under that, I guess Jaron's mom cannot mix any food together and then even give it to anybody. Did you know that? Can't give it to people. So I'm committing a hardcore crime, I guess, here in a few weeks. You think I'm joking? They're sending police out, people selling cupcakes, kids selling lemonade. I said $1 million fine, AP reported. It's a $15 million federal fine for a garage sale. If you're, quote, selling any recalled item, and there's tens of thousands a year, so they find some, kid's toy with a light bulb that makes, you know, the cake rise in the fake microwave oven. That's one of them. $15 million fine. I got corrected last week when I said $1 million. See, my brain even ratchets down the numbers. People accuse me of exaggerating. It's always worse than what I say. Remember just 3 weeks ago? Alex, you're lying. They're not touching genitals even through the clothes. And I'm like, well, here's the TSA's press release. I've witnessed it. Oh, shut up. 2 days ago, Alex, they're not sticking hands down pants. Now they admit they are. Oh, Alex, they're not growing opium in Afghanistan. Our government's not involved. Then they come out and admit it. Oh, Alex, the Bin Laden video isn't fake. Now they admit it's fake. I mean, it's all worse than we can even tell you, okay? This is insanity. We got to say no to the insanity. I'll tell you about the bad stuff when we get back.
to ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, to be clear, finishing up with the TSA issue. This is now a national revolt against tyranny, period. And it's the people coming together and realizing the power they have to say no to the absurdity of Big Brother, who practices absurdist, over-the-top things. You know, why in special forces do they make people, after they've been up for 3 days, walk around sucking their thumbs with their pants down around their ankles? It's just to see if you'll do what you're told. This is mind control. You don't know where military modern training came from? The Germans developed it 200 years ago. They developed the theory of psychology for troops because they specifically wanted troops that would mindlessly die in battle and who would, like robots, follow orders. They developed medals. They said men will die for these little pieces of metal. It's a sign of rank. They said we've got to get them while they're young. They created kindergarten to destroy critical thinking and to have children who could then become Hessian mercs who would just regurgitate and repeat whatever they were told. I'm not attacking any of these cultures. I'm telling you, they build it up like it's so wonderful and so good. They give you sleep deprivation and shave your head and have you march like robots. And yeah, it's good for the military. It's good to have brainwashed robots. But then they take brainwashed robots and set them up as our rulers domestically and try to militarily train us to be slaves. Prisoner training. And then the group they fear the most and hate the most is robots breaking their conditioning. Because there's nothing worse than somebody who's been a robot waking up to the robotic control, because now they know the system's military and force tactics, and so they've got a wide-ranging understanding. So let me tell you who's the most profiled in this country. Police, military, government bureaucrats, FBI-type folks. Okay, you are hated by the globalist. But that's just like the Soviets. They hated their enforcers. That was one of the most persecuted groups. This is not a good train we're on. This is not a good direction we're going in. So here's the breaking big news. We have the San Mateo DA, Steve Wagstaff, on. He was the chief deputy DA. Now he's the DA-elect. He just got elected. He said clearly they are not exempt. They are not immune, because when they're violating a law, they have no immunity in a government function. You only have immunity if you're executing it under the Constitution. And that's the same immunity you have if somebody's breaking in your house at night. You have a right to kill them. It's improperly called immunity. It's called being in the right. And now this is the key. He said that, yes, they've got police going in and out of the airports, and they're in there, and they've been instructed to look for evidence of crime. A pat down of the genitals or the buttocks on the surface is a misdemeanor. If they go into the pants and touch any skin, it is a felony. And now the DA, over one of the most frequently used airports in the country, the airport is in San Mateo, the suburb of San Francisco, pull up the ranking of a San Francisco airport. I believe it's like the fifth largest in the country. I may be wrong, but I believe it's number five. One of the busiest airports in the world, a giant airport in his county, and he's saying, not only am I warning them, not only have I dispatched the sheriff's department to go talk to them and to tell them that you've been warned, but now he's got sheriff's deputies in the airports, and if they see a felony or a misdemeanor being committed, they are going to slap the cuffs on them. You don't just need a complaint for a crime. Okay, if a cop's driving down the street at 3 a.m. and he sees suspicious people loading things in the back of a white van, he doesn't, that's probable cause. He doesn't need somebody to call it in. Okay? It's that simple. So, you know this is going on. You know a crime's being committed. And he went further. He said, yes, he thinks you will see more DAs go public. And he went further to say that he talked to the DA from the county south of him, where the San Jose airport, what county is that? Santa Clara? What county is that? Let's just look it up to make dead sure. He said on air. But let's just look up where Santa Rosa is, that airport just south of San Francisco. The county that San Jose is in. Let's just go to Google and get that right now, or go to one of the other search engines, Yahoo or whatever, start page and get that. Let's do that right now. He said it on air, but I want to put out the county again. The county just south of him. No, San Mateo is the county there on San Francisco that has the international airport. The breaking news that I obviously, if I'm such a bad communicator, my staff doesn't even understand me. I'm gonna slowly go over this right now. San Mateo is part of the overall suburbs of San Francisco. Its DA has warned them and sent sheriff's deputies to the San Francisco International Airport to tell them that if they grope people, it's a felony or a misdemeanor, depending on how they do it, and that he's now going to slap them in cuffs. Then there's just south of that county, there's another county that San Jose, the town is in, that has an airport. That county, another DA has come out and said the same thing to him. That's the breaking news. Now another DA, another California DA, via this DA of San Mateo, the other DAs just south of him in the county directly south of him, is saying that he is going to prosecute it. Yes, I was right. It's Santa Clara County. at the San Jose International Airport is in, the one I flew out of 3 weeks ago with them groping the babies and the women only. No men. Okay? So that DA told the DA, and that is very important, that he is looking at going after them. So we need to get the DA of Santa Clara County and give that to Kurt for the article he's writing. So this DA, Steve Wagstaff of San Mateo, said that he talked to the DA of Santa Clara and that they're investigating what's going on at the San Jose operation. There, all clear for everyone. And so the news here is this rebellion is now in high gear. And we're saying the emperor has no clothes and this is illegal and the feds are not above the law. And now DAs around the country, but especially in that area of Central California, the Bay Area, are coming out and saying, we are looking to prosecute you. And they're not just warning them now. They're saying the police are in the airport. The police and the sheriff's deputies that the TSA, who don't have real police power, call over. Well, what happens when somebody flies? I'm almost tempted to fly in and then try to fly out of that San Francisco airport. But I'm not a woman or a child who they think they can make submit, so they probably won't do it. Maybe I have to fly with my wife and then have her say, you do not have permission to stick your hands in my pants. You do not have your permission to do that. And have them go ahead and do it and then just say, all right, get me the police over here right now. You're going to jail. And that's not entrapment. That is, you know, just like you got muggings in a park, you send a lady out in the park at night who's a cop, you got the SWAT team hiding in the bushes. It's very, very simple. They commit the crime. Don't worry, though. In these counties that are coming out for justice, there's lots of angry people, and I forgot to ask them. I bet complaints are already being filed since yesterday. But it doesn't matter. They have a duty to respond if they believe crimes are being committed and they know they're being committed. So this is big, big, big news. Douglas, what's going on? You got something to tell me? Come on in here. Douglas, come on in here. Because they got some breaking news going on. I'll help them. This article is important. I may just have to go off air. Because, I mean, it's just simple facts. Get it collated. Put it together. There's San Mateo County. We had Steve Wagstaff on. He talked to the DA from Santa Clara County, where the airport's based, where it's also going on in San Jose. And this is big news to now have two DAs saying this. And the biggest news is they're now going in to the airports. And if their police or deputies see it in the airports, they are going to effect an arrest. That is big. Because it's brazen. It shows the emperor has no clothes. It shows what's going on out in the open. This is so important. If they fail here, see, they buffaloed us with this staged terror at every turn. And we're the target, not the al-Qaeda, not Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of al-Qaeda secretly hanging out at the Pentagon. And if we're able to stop them on this issue, the whole house of cards starts falling because people are going to start fighting. The feds turning their water off to most of California, destroying the industry. Was the biggest rice producer in the world. Now it's not even the top 10. People are going to start fighting, having their property taxes raised to pay offshore banks. People are going to start fighting, having their Social Security cut because all the money's been stolen. They're going to start demanding prosecutions of the private Federal Reserve. People are finding their legs. They're finding their fight. They're finding their spirit. They're finding their gut. They're finding their will. As I've been telling you for 3 weeks on this, when I start hammering the daylights out of something, it's because I smell blood. I'm like a bird dog, ladies and gentlemen. I see a big covey of quail in the bushes, and you, the public, are the guys with the shotguns and the info war behind me. What am I going to do? It's right there. Look at it. We got them. We got a hole blown in their wall in the info war. The enemy's en route. We're routing them. Come on. Come in for the big win. We can shove, we can throw off this tyranny and this global dictatorship anytime we want. Anytime we get fired up and start valuing liberty and freedom and studying how systems really work and getting involved, then nothing on earth can stop us when we've got justice and the truth on our side. You understand that? I'll cover the bad news when we get back. I promise. Stay with us. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Okay, the good news is people are really starting to wake up because of the globalists trying to break their will. It's backfired. But the bad news is a food safety bill clears key vote in the Senate. Gotta love that deceptive. It's like calling the Patriot Act the Patriot Act, or No Student Left Behind. You know, it does the opposite. It federalizes it to make sure they get dumbed down. And that we've had that from the former head of policy, Department of Education, Charlotte Iserby. Food safety bill clears key vote in Senate. The U.S. food supply, battered by a series of recalls after millions were sickened, moved a step closer towards its first major safety overhaul in seven decades following a key vote in Congress Wednesday. The Senate voted 74-25 to limit debate. That way they don't have to hear the facts of the bill. On the food safety bill, which clears the legislation for final vote, where it is expected to pass. There is no timetable for when that will be. The bill will give the Food and Drug Administration broad powers over recalls, increase the rate of plant inspections, and boost access to food facility records. A similar version of food reform legislation cleared the House of Representatives in July of 2009. And it goes on, there are people all across America who understand who, when they go shopping at the food store and buy groceries or buy produce, that it's a sort of built-in assumption that it's safe. Okay, you're not worried about aspartame and tens of thousands of products and all the sugar gum now and much of the candy, admittedly deadly. You're not worried about all these drugs the government allows to be put on the market. I mean, they'll have drugs for mild ailments, and then it'll say may cause sudden death, heart attacks, and you know they'll tell you how the drug's good for 10 seconds and for 50 seconds. I saw this ad the other day on television, and it just went, oh, you have might have mild arthritis? Well, take this drug. I think it's called Symphony. And then it just went on for, in fact, go to YouTube and pull up Symphony. It's spelled weird. Drug ad. I mean, it's the worst I've ever seen. It just goes on and on and on. I actually watched it on the internet. It was on YouTube, one of their ads, one of their featured ads. And it just went on and on. I now call the internet TV. I don't even watch regular television, but rarely. I had to, it took us about 30 minutes again to get the television working on cable and watch Conspiracy Theory last Friday with Jesse Ventura and myself and others. But it's just crazy. They could care less about your safety. They allow GMO salmon, no studies, just boom, and they don't even want you to be able to have it labeled. The new head of the FDA is a former Monsanto operative. The head of regulation is a former, you know, not just the new head of the overall agency, but the head of the approval of new foods. So, of course, they're not going to let you know if salmon's GMO. They don't even want you to have a label. They don't even want you to be able to know. They don't care about your food. Big mega agribusiness has lobbied for this because the bill openly states that it's broad. They can do whatever they want. You already see them going after folks with cupcakes or lemonade or SWAT teaming Amish or going after people that sell tomatoes on the side of the highway. They don't want you doing anything. In fact, I've got a police state stack here in my news today, and it just goes through. They have a chess park in New York, and it's been there for decades, and they went and put up signs last week saying no adults here who aren't with children, saying that any adults who want to go to a park are pedophiles. And the people that have been going there to the chess park where the tables are boards, these old men, for decades, the police came and gave them all tickets. And more parks are doing this. In England, if you're at any park as a male or female by yourself, this even happened to a Wall Street Journal reporter I was talking to. They come up and ask you, you know, basically, are you a pedophile? And you're like, what? No, I'm a tourist from the United States who wanted to come out here and see the canals. See, it's all about training you that you're a criminal and you've got to answer questions. So no cupcakes, no lemonade. You think you're going to go to a park and play chess and meet like-minded people? They don't want free association. They want to make everything dirty, everything bad. You can see some pedophile in a wife beater shirt with mustard stains looking like a demonic zombie in a park. You can pick out one of those guys, you know, from a million miles away. You know, kids know not to talk to adults who they don't know. What are children doing at parks unattended? Huh? Huh? My children sure aren't at parks unattended. This is a bunch of bull. Again, this park has had chess tables reportedly for decades. Men and women are there playing chess at lunch, eating their cheese sandwich and the cops show up and they're like, what? I've been playing chess here for 10 years. What? Well, you may be a pedophile. And the news report, there weren't even any kids there at lunch. They go, hey, man, we're here eating our lunch. It's America. We just want to play chess.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I know that we've had the light of liberty in our hearts. We have the truth. We have history. We know how to defeat tyrants. And we are on the front lines of the info war. We are setting bushfires in the minds of men and women. We are, together, this radio show, interfacing with you, this great activist audience. As I've told you for 3 weeks, it is now being identified all over the media as a giant rebellion against government and tyranny itself. It's being recognized as being bigger than the TSA and being about the federal government and the public becoming empowered, and DAs across the nation, breaking news here, are sending police into the airports to investigate the felony crime of groping that's going on. This is absolutely amazing. This is breaking news. Kurt Nimmo has got an article going up at Infowars.com. He's done an excellent job getting it ready so quickly. This has gone from them warning the TSA that they're not above the law and don't grope to, hey, the police are there and they're watching you. And it spread to other counties. That's breaking news coming up at Infowars.com in the next 20 minutes or so. And you better believe we're going to have a key search term on that today. In other news, we're going to Max Kaiser in a moment. Senator Rockefeller, FCC should take Fox News, MSNBC off the airwaves. I got Gerald Celente coming on later in the next hour. We're going to play that then. You know, remember he said we'd be better off without an internet? Well, now he said something even wilder. He says, I want to get rid of Fox News and MSNBC. I mean, there's video of this. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's up at DrudgeReport.com. Officer fined $185 for speeding in a crash that paralyzed a boy who's also now brain damaged. He was excessively speeding, way above the speed limit. You can read that in the Examiner. Here's another one. Cops bust seven men playing chess in Upper Manhattan Park. It's always been a chess park. But they put up signs saying no adults without children in this park. And they've got chess tables. And when they gave them these tickets, locals report the old men had played there for, you know, over a decade. And then they were at lunch. There were no children in the park. So on a school day, there's, you know, guys out there playing chess with each other. You don't do that in America, man. I mean, this country is a joke. Meanwhile, half the Congress are pedophiles. I mean, it's just incredible. But nobody wants to stop DynCorp kidnapping children. So that's just an example of the government, you know, Rockefeller over a key committee that deals with the media says just get rid of free speech, get rid of the internet, get rid of Fox News. We've got cops going, and they thought it was a joke when they gave them tickets. See, that's what tyranny is they want to police normal, good people. They want to abuse us. They want to train us that we're bad. And I want to talk to Max Keiser about J.P. Morgan. It's come out in the news that they're being sued over silver manipulation, and they're able to hide how they're devaluing our currency to a certain extent by suppressing silver and gold. And I've seen a lot of economists and analysts do the equation that if every American bought one piece of silver, one ounce, you know, basically $27, $28, that would dry up all the real available silver and show their naked shorting for what it is. I want to talk about that with Max Keiser, and he really wants to get this out to the public. Since he mentioned it last week, it's already viral. But before we do that, Max, because I promised to get to this, and you have expertise in this area as well, you predicted this a few weeks ago on the show, Congress will try by secret vote to retroactively legalize foreclosure fraud. This is from Washington's blog, also up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Today, Congress will try by secret vote to retroactively legalize foreclosures fraud and forgery by the big banks. Call Congress and say no. Now, they've already passed the food safety takeover bill where you can't slice up tomatoes and put them in a can or serve food to anybody. I mean, that's how broadly it's written. Oh, they won't shut down parks with people playing chess. Oh, they won't send cops after little kids selling cupcakes or lemonade. Oh, they won't give you $15 million fines for garage sales. It's all happening. Yes, they will. They won't stick your hands down your pants and grab your genitals. Yes, they will. It's tyranny. And they're not going to stop until we say no. So now they're reporting Bill H.R. 3808 will retroactively basically end property rights in this country and say they can take property without having a deed, and that multiple banks who have these sold to them in derivatives can somehow fight with each other over it. So you just have no property rights if this passes. I want to get your take on that first, Max Keiser, and what this is going to do. They've announced, as we predicted, they are going to cut Social Security. They are going to pass a sales tax, a VAT, on top of income taxes. They're going to start with unpopular things like soda drinks first. It's all happening. It's all happening. The austerity, it's all happening. Max Keiser, first on this issue, what do you see this doing?
Yeah, well, Alex, remember the telecom, retroactive immunity for all the telecom companies that were caught spying. Remember, they caught them hacking into the telecom networks and doing all that spying, and Congress passed retroactive immunity. So that gave them a taste of what they could do. Now all the foreclosure fraud, of which there are thousands, hundreds of thousands of documents, fraudulently signed, robo-signed, machine signed, now they're just going to give a blanket retroactive immunity. It falls into the theme that banks do not have to obey the law. There are no laws for banks. They are above the law, or if they get caught doing something, they get hit with a small fine, or they simply write new laws. When I was working on Wall Street, the management would come around and say, don't worry about breaking the laws. We've got lawyers. If you get into real trouble, we'll lobby what we do and we'll get new laws. And that's the attitude, is that nobody ever breaks the law on Wall Street. They always say that the financial engineering is ahead of the law. You see, they're so smart that they're just doing things that the law hasn't caught up with yet. You see, and that's the attitude, that these foreclosure crises, it's just that people don't understand. So they have to rewrite the law. But when you get right down to it, the foreclosure crisis is five ways of fraud. They fraudulently induce the mortgages. They fraudulently foreclose. They fraudulently package securities and mortgage-backed securities. They fraudulently made bets against their own customers using credit default swaps. And then they fraudulently disclose to the regulators every quarter and every year on their annual and quarterly statements their actual debt positions on their balance sheet. They committed fraud five different ways in this particular five ways of fraud.
So what is this going to do to the bedrock of a free society if they pass this and say we're now allowed to robo-sign, we don't have to certify, we don't have to prove in court we own something? This is like giving the banks a letter of marque to just pillage the countryside.
There's no rule of law for the bankers. And what's happening and what this sets up is because there's no rule of law and because the bond investors who used to be very good about keeping certain forces in check because they've been co-opted and bought off. The only people left now with any integrity are what I call the gold vigilantes. These are the guys who are saying enough is enough. We're going to crash the banks. We're going to crash the system by forcing gold and silver up through new levels and to just completely decimate these guys and to hammer them where it hurts them most, their stock price, and just put them out of business. And that's what the gold vigilantes are doing, and they're succeeding. You see it right now in silver. Let me give you an insight.
Who originally thought up this idea? Let's give credit where credit is due.
Well, it came down the pike as an institutional idea. The big hedge funds are talking about it. I would say probably Eric Sprott of Sprott Asset Management and John Embry up there in Canada have been talking about this. Mike Krieger, who was over there at Zero Hedge, and I talked about it when he was on my show recently, and then I was on your show, and we talked about it. So those are some of the names, but it's not a secret that J.P. Morgan is short 3.3 billion ounces of silver. They are short 3.3 billion ounces of silver. This is silver that they've sold that they don't own. If anyone comes to collect the silver, they have to go into the open market to buy it to make that delivery. Now, the silver market is not even one-tenth that size. So naturally, when you have that much buying on a commodity that's fractionally that much available, it drives the price to to new highs. That's why I'm making this call. I think we're going to see silver trade at $500. $500 silver. It's based on a couple of things. Number one, we all, us in the industry and people on your show, see gold trading at $10,000 an ounce. That's a foregone conclusion at this point. You've always got a 20-to-1 risk relationship between silver and gold, so that's your $500 right there. Number two, given J.P. Morgan's position, they've got, as I mentioned, 3.3 billion ounces of silver sold short as part of their overall balance sheet, which is $1.5 trillion in derivatives that they can't cover. The entire market capitalization of J.P. Morgan is $150 billion. So they've got debts or derivatives 10 times bigger than the entire capitalization of their stock, and all those derivatives are tied to their silver short position, and these gold vigilantes and people buying silver all over the world are going to jack that price up, and we can get to $500 silver. And look what's happening right now. If you look at the silver price right now, it's trading at $26.81. Remember that recently it got down to around $25. Now, as I've explained to you, Al, it's my job on Wall Street. For 8 years, I was a professional options trader. That's how I made my bones on Wall Street. 90% of my business was trading options. The third Friday of every month, which is tomorrow, is what's called option expiration day. That $25, what's called a strike price, a $25 price, the fact that the J.P. Morgans of the world were unable to get the price down below $25 means that all of these option contracts, thousands, that'd be rolled tomorrow, are going to be rolled in a way that requires every single one of these guys to put up more cash or to sell short more silver or to basically put them at greater risk. James Turk, who was probably the foremost authority in the gold and silver market, says this is the beginning of what we saw back in the 1960s when the gold cartel broke apart and you started the action of gold from 35 to 800. You see this happening in silver right now, right today. This option expiration date is happening right now. They're unable to keep the price below 25. He thinks that this price of silver could bolt well past 29, 30 bucks in the next 3 to 4 days.
So the banks...
I'm making a call right now, $500 silver. That's what I'm making the call right now, $500 silver.
Okay, so to be specific, though... So the big mega banks, they don't just want to suppress gold and silver because it exposes their fiat currency. In the act of suppressing it, it makes them be way short in actually physically holding it because they're going in there and making naked bets, in layman's terms, to manipulate the market. But if they get called on it, then their fraud gets exposed. And I think it is important to expose this fraud. The Gold Antitrust Group has been exposing it. Insiders have been coming public, and even in mainstream news. They've had SEC hearings, as you know, about this, Max, in the last few months. So this is a real issue out there. But if it went to 500, which some say it should be for inflation or whatever, I don't know if that's the case. I'm not a technical expert like yourself or Bob Chapman. But regardless, even if silver goes to $29, $35, $40 an ounce, wouldn't that catch them with their pants down? I mean, silver doesn't need to go to 500 to catch them to the with their pants down. Do you have some type of actuary number of what level silver has to go to really reveal the chicanery?
Well, every single dollar it goes up now. Silver makes a $10 move, Goldman Sachs is at something like $5 billion right now, right here. And that's right off the top. It doesn't get into the ripple effect of their derivatives book. It means that they've got unrealized losses on their derivative books probably 10 times greater than that. And it just gets worse and worse. At some point, but I want to make this point, Alex, that $500 silver is well within the range of a normal market move given where we've been and what's happening in both gold and silver going forward. There's always been this 20-to-1 ratio between gold and silver historically. And gold at 10,000, you're talking $500 silver. And this is a number that professionals are now considering as well within reach. So and not only are you going to bust J.P. Morgan at these levels and you're buying this silver, you're taking it off the market, you're exposing their short position. And what this means is they sold people stuff for cash. They have the cash that they sold. They sold people stuff and they took people's cash. Now those people are buying back, but they don't have the stuff to deliver. They're short. There's nothing in the cupboard. They have.
And again, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they've been caught, especially Goldman Sachs. They even paid, $500 million, but they made billions, so it was paltry. They've been caught selling bad derivatives to their customers while they were secretly betting against it. And, of course, they famously called it, basically pure garbage, but they used a cuss word for it. So,
well, they collude with each other. In other words, this is what James Turk is talking about, the cartel. They all cooperate with each other to keep the price cheap because they all benefit by having the dollar, the competitor to gold and silver, relatively strong. But they can't suppress it anymore. It's just like in the 60s when that cartel bust apart. You had to move from 35 to 800 in gold, Alex. 35 to 800. So I'm saying silver making a move from 26 to 500 is historically well within the norm. Those are the kind of moves we're talking about. Parabolic, mind-blowing moves. If Google and these other high-tech stocks that had no business plan whatsoever, that had no profits whatsoever, were worth $100, $200, $300 billion on the exchange based on market maneuvers back in the 90s, think about something that actually has value, like silver, getting caught up in a global fiat currency.
No, I understand. A fleeing from all the fiat currencies that are being devalued through coordinated devaluation, and then the media lies and calls it a currency war. It's a race to the bottom. Now, you've got a story up at MaxKaiser.com called $500 Silver, and you've got an idea today, Max.
Yeah, the idea is Google Bomb, $500 silver. This is a story I've written. I call it the Crash J.P. Morgan Buy Silver Manifesto, or how to get hedge funds to do your dirty work for you and drive the price of silver to 500. But very simply, $500 silver. and it just goes over, you know, the 8-point plan. It just walks through where we are, what's going to happen. Every ounce of silver you buy, you're putting pressure on the shorts. And the thing about a monetary metal like gold or silver is that once it achieves these rarefied levels, it becomes more viable that the central bank is considered as a reserve currency. As Robert Zoellick said last week in the Wall Street Journal, they now want to consider gold as a reserve currency. That means that if gold gets to $10,000 an ounce and silver gets to $500 an ounce as part of a move toward a gold-backed global currency, it's going to stay at those levels. It's going to be stuck at those levels because that's the level determined by the global banks as the new standard by which all currencies are factored. So you're making an investment in a move in a precious metal that once it achieves these price levels, it'll stay at those price levels. Plus, you've got these other central banks in China who are talking about moving to a gold-backed currency. The Middle East is moving into gold. The central banks are no longer net sellers of gold. They're net buyers of gold. They're buying hundreds of tons at a time. China just said they're going to buy another 300 tons. They said to catch up to America, China's got to buy 7,000 more tons of gold. And gold and silver trade in tandem.
Okay,
gold
so you want
10,000, silver goes to 500.
So you're saying people should
right now 500.
Okay, so we're going to break here. So you're saying $500 silver is a search term, and folks think this is a good idea, they can certainly go to maxkaiser.com and read your article and put that into Google and see how the New Order likes that. Well, I tell you, the rebellion is on here. This is big medicine, what Max Kaiser's up to here today. We'll be right back, Max. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Look in my eyes.
Salente coming up in about 35 minutes from now. I've got huge breaking TSA info going up in T-minus 5 minutes at Infowars.com. This is the biggest news yet of everything that's happened. This is the biggest news yet that not only are DAs around the country now saying they're going to take complaints and investigate it and may prosecute, now they got police in the airports looking for it because they know crimes are being committed. Think of the magnitude of that. They know crimes are being committed. We're going to get that video up very soon and have it posted in Kurt Nimmo's article as well so people can actually hear him say it. In fact, guys, it'll take time to get that video up. In the meantime, we might just want to chop out the audio of that 15-minute interview with the DA, because that would take seconds. Can we just convert that to an MP3? Because it'll take hours to get it up on YouTube. Can we just convert that to MP3 and have Kurt add that in his article once it's up? Excellent bombshell. This is huge what's happening. And so I'm going to have a search term for you on this coming up about 10 minutes in the next hour. Be ready for that, because this is where we're really having an effect. Max Kaiser, of course, of the Kaiser Report at maxkaiser.com, wants to get out $500 silver. And if we do break the back of the central banks on this issue, if we do show that they've been shorting silver, which the evidence is clear they are, this could be even bigger than the whole situation with the TSA. What we're learning is we have ways to fight back. Max Kaiser, you agree with that?
Absolutely. The Google bombing is definitely a fantastic way to win the information wars, because it's all about information. And to dominate those search engines, you're fighting fire with fire with information. It's fantastic. The TSA thing, you know, is something that was not in the public domain, but you drove it up the top of the search engine, which drew the other media outlets that are totally driven by ratings. And when they see something at the top of the ratings in a search engine, then they'll cover the story. They don't have a self-feeding phenomenon, just like buying silver. The higher it goes, the more risk J.P. Morgan's balance sheet is.
And now the feeding frenzy on TSA is, and now the media admits this is a total rebellion against government. This is just totally blowing up in their face. They are panicking now.
Yeah, it is exactly that. It is a feeding frenzy because it's the tipping point. It's people finally, the last humiliation has been born. They simply putting their hand down your pants, that was it. The public is now awake. We know, you've stood on your show for years. When is the public going to be awake? I think, in my opinion, you just flipped the switch. You just turned the lights on, buddy. They are now awake.
Well, I want to give the listeners credit. I mean, we took the initiative here, but it is exciting, Max. I mean, because when people learn they have power, then that becomes a feeding frenzy on other issues.
It's just all connected, because at the center of all of these issues are a central group of folks who don't think the rule applies to them, who are engaged in all manner of financial fraud, who are aggregating huge wealth and using that wealth to buy politicians, to pass laws, to make it easier to aggregate power and aggregate wealth. And they've had the feeding frenzy going in their favor for 30 years. Now the bubble's popped, the credit default, the credit bubble has popped, and you've got deflation, and the people are not getting the easy money that they were. They're looking around, they're wondering what the heck happened. After a couple of years of thinking about it, they finally figured out, oh, I get it. We've now got to push back, or we're going to at risk to be indentured servants, indentured slaves.
And people aren't just running around turning cars over. They're doing effective things, and that's what scares the globalists. Well, you heard Max Kaiser. He wants you to search the term $500 silver. This won't make the New World Order very happy, I'm here to tell you. Max, great job, my friend. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. That's Max Kaiser. I'll be on his show tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.